Hello.
Okay, yeah, hello.
Yes, thank you so much for holding. So I will need to send over an email for you. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to speak with anyone there at the warehouse, and I've informed them that the customer is upset that he was not scheduled for the 7th as he should have, and he has hired a team to come out and mount that on the 7th, and if possible, could he receive some sort of compensation? Okay, and so allow me just a moment. I'm going to send that over for you.
Oh, so this is going to be sent over to me then,
No,
right? Or is
sir.
it going over to the member?
No, sir, to the warehouse since I wasn't
Oh,
able to speak with them.
okay. I was like, what do I need?
That's not going to get us anywhere. But yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, just one moment and I'm sending this over for you.
All right, go ahead, take your time.
Thank you. Okay, hello.
Okay, hello.
Yes, thank you so much for holding. So I've sent over this email. Once I receive a response, I'll be reaching out to the customer with the number that's listed on file.
Okay, is there any way I could bring him in on the call so you can explain that to him? I'm pretty sure you can explain it better than I can.
Sure.
All right, one second, I'm gonna bring him in. All right. So I do have the member on the line. If you'd like, you can explain it to him better than I can.
Hello.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, sir. So the warehouse did not pick up the phone, and I am sending over an email requesting them for the compensation.
Okay. So they basically told me when I spoke with the dispatch the other day that I'd have to take it up with Costco. And I spoke with them. I explained to them that I had somebody already there. They said, well, we already have items on the truck or ready to go out there. And they said, you'll just have to take up the whole problem with Costco. So this is my concern. I don't want to hang up with this gentleman. I'm speaking here at Costco. Have you call me back and say, you know what? They decided it's just too bad again. Because that was, quite frankly, the attitude that they had, or the thought process they had when I was speaking to them over there. So they said, you either accept the delivery at this time or don't accept it at all and send it back. That's literally what the gentleman who I spoke with at the warehouse told me.
Yes, sir. And unfortunately, that is.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So unfortunately, that's the only next available day. And due to the fact that they only visit on Thursdays, and it wouldn't be enough time to have you scheduled for tomorrow due to the fact you're more than 75 miles away. And As far as compensation, that is correct. Normally, we refer you to the merchant because we don't collect the funds at all. The most that would probably be given out is a gift card, but I'm just not certain. I've asked them for
a gift card to what? To XPO? What kind of gift card?
Here's the problem.
I can't pay the gentleman, and I already paid him with my cash. A gift card doesn't do me any good. The money's out of my pocket. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. And I'm not at the warehouse, so I'm just not absolutely sure if they would be able to compensate you, and if they are, what the method would be. So that's why I sent over the email for you. Once I receive a response, then I can reach out.
Okay, because the other person I spoke with last time just, they picked up right at the warehouse, or the dispatch is what they call them.
So I
just don't want to get caught where somebody reaches out to me again, because I'll be frank, they didn't care. They said it's not our problem.
Yes, sir. And unfortunately, if you've spoken...
I can foresee me going through this, me hanging up with the gentleman who's trying to help me here at Costco, and me being out on the limb with them saying, well, it's too bad. We're not going to compensate you. We're not going to do anything. Because that was the attitude that they had there. And they said they didn't want their driver to have to go out of his way. He already has a delivery in Mammoth, and he's not going to go to another one because he has another one in Bishop tomorrow. So.
Yes, sir. And I completely understand. And I do apologize. But unfortunately, I'm at the call center. And if you've spoken with someone at the warehouse in regards to this issue and they've informed you that you could not be compensated, then you would need to speak with the merchant. I wasn't aware of that information before the email was sent over. If you receive that information directly from the warehouse, that's what we must go with, unfortunately. Hello?
I did speak to my resolution teams also. They did let me know since, you know, we are the merchant. We are a partner with you guys. I did also speak to one of my higher-ups. They did let me know. They said, well, whose fault was it? I did let them know, that... When I spoke to a gentleman, also, I spoke to another gentleman of yours, another gentleman from Innovel. He did let me know that, that it was meant to be for May 7th, but then someone did mess it up. He said someone from XPO, and, he did let me know also, even though he is a carrier for this item, Innovel, he did let me know that it's given off to XPO and that I would have to call XPO to get some form of compensation for the member.
Okay, and I completely understand that, but looking at the notes, I'm not seeing that we spoke with the customer and informed him that he would be scheduled for the 7th. If he possibly received a voice recording saying that would be the next available day, but in the notes, the item arrived on the 5th. We spoke with the customer on the 5th and informed him the next available delivery date would be the 14th. And I'm seeing that information came from the warehouse also, and then the customer was scheduled for the 5th. I'm sorry, for the 14th. So I completely understand.
I can see that this person here is just a call center person. They have no authority. They don't. They're not able to do anything. They haven't given them any kind of ability, if you would, to make a decision. They're
correct.
Just to pick up calls.
We cannot make a decision.
So is there a way we can speak? Can you try again and try to call in directly to the warehouse? Because we're not going to get anywhere, unfortunately, speaking to you, because they haven't given you any authority other than to pick up a call and send a message back.
Correct. And you're absolutely correct. We cannot make decisions at all. That's why I'm informing you. If you have spoken with someone from the warehouse.
Then can we have you try again to
correct.
Pick up the phone and call the warehouse?
Yes, sir. And did you inform me that you've spoken with the warehouse or someone from there?
Again, can you pick up the phone and call the warehouse and try to get them on the phone again?
Yes, sir. And I am. I'm asking you a question so I can have my information when I give them a call. Did you inform me that you've spoken with someone from the warehouse?
That is correct, yes.
Thank you. Allow me a moment.
Look, are you still on the phone from Costco?